Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoicom. I'm so pumped you're joining me again because today we're diving into something super important. Building healthy relationships through active listening. Now, you might be thinking, Avery, isn't that just, like, basic stuff? And sure, on the surface it seems simple. But trust me, there's a lot more to it than just nodding your head and saying aha while scrolling through Instagram. Think about it, have you ever felt truly heard in a conversation? Like someone really got what you were saying, not just the words, but the feelings behind them. That's the magic of active listening, and it can be seriously transformative for your relationships. Whether it's with your partner, friends, family, or even that barista who always remembers your order, you know, those humans are heroes. Active listening makes all the difference. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to level up your listening game and build stronger, more fulfilling connections. 1. Active listening isn't about waiting for your turn to talk. It's about being fully present in the moment and giving the other person your undivided attention. Put down the phone, shut off the TV, make eye contact, and truly focus on what they're saying. Think of it like this. You wouldn't go to a concert and be glued to your phone, right? You want to soak up the music, feel the energy, and connect with the experience. It's the same with conversations. Pay attention to both verbal and nonverbal cues. Words are important, but body language, tone of voice, and even facial expressions can reveal so much more about what someone is really feeling. Are they leaning in? Making eye contact? Fidgeting? These subtle signals can offer valuable insights into their true message. Ever notice how sometimes people say one thing but their body language tells a different story? Reflect back what you hear to ensure understanding. Don't just passively absorb information, actively process it. Try paraphrasing what the other person said in your own words. So it sounds like you're feeling frustrated because this shows them that you're listening and trying to understand their perspective. Plus, it can help clear up any confusion or misinterpretations. 4. Ask clarifying questions to dig deeper. Don't be afraid to ask for more information if something isn't clear. Instead of just saying that sounds tough, try asking, can you tell me more about what makes that situation so challenging? This demonstrates your genuine interest and encourages them to open up further. 5. Offer empathy and validation. Even if you don't agree with someone's perspective, acknowledge their feelings and validate their experience. Saying things like, I can see why you would feel that way, or it makes sense that you're going through this, can go a long way in making someone feel heard and understood. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough breakup. They're feeling heartbroken, confused, and maybe even a little angry. You could just listen passively, offer generic advice like there are plenty of fish in the sea, or try to distract them with plans. But wouldn't it be more meaningful if you truly listened to their pain? If you asked about their feelings, reflected back what they were saying, and offered words of empathy and support. Active listening would allow you to connect on a deeper level and be a true source of comfort for your friend. Remember, folks, building strong relationships takes effort, but the rewards are worth it. So, let's make active listening a priority in our daily interactions. It's a powerful tool that can transform our connections and bring more joy, understanding, and fulfillment into our lives. Alright, my friends, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode or what resonated with you. Do you have any tips for practicing active listening? Let's keep the conversation going in the comments below or on social media using #StoicCom. Until next time, remember to breathe, be present, and cultivate calm in the midst of life's chaos. We got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.